Telephone Hour, presenting John Charles Thomas. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Telephone Hour. Tonight we present our Christmas program with John Charles Thomas as soloist, together with the Bell Telephone Orchestra and mixed chorus under the direction of Donald Voorhees. They will entertain you with a selection of children's songs, a carol, a lullaby, a character piece. In fact, just the things you'd like to hear at this season. And in this spirit, our program opens with John Charles Thomas and the chorus joining in God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen. With a special medley of children's songs, ending in A.A. Milne's beloved Vespers, in which John Charles Thomas will represent Christopher Robin. Here now is the children's fantasy.
The yellow, the sweat of the fun and bad. Funny enough is that, for boys with a little red drum.
Idiom.
In the bath tonight, the cold so cold and the hot so hot. Oh, God bless Daddy, I quite forgot. I open my fingers a little bit more. I can see Nanny's dressing gown on the door. It's a beautiful blue, but it hasn't a hood. God bless Nanny and make her good. Mine has a hood, and I lie in bed and put the hood right over my head. And I shut my eyes and I curl up small, and nobody knows that I'm there at all. Thank you, God, for a lovely day. And what was the other I had to say? I said, bless Daddy, so what can it be? Now I remember it. God bless me.
Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed, proves all the little hands, little gold hands.
Again, it's Christmas week, and many people will be calling long distance to say hello and exchange cheery greetings with friends and relatives. You can be sure that we in the Bell system will do everything we can to get your calls through. We've been working hard to get ready for the rush. Many long-distance lines have been added, and more operators will be on the job. There are thousands of new switchboards and other new facilities for handling your holiday messages. All, of course, a part of our big program to give you more and better telephone service. But there's just no practical way to build any telephone system that will take care of all the calls people want to make on Christmas. That seems to be the one day of the year when everybody wants to talk. So we'd like to suggest that you may avoid delay if you can make your call before Christmas Eve or shortly after Christmas. That way, we'll be able to give faster service on more calls. And more people can say, as we say to you now, a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
John Charles Thomas. My next two songs are by American composers, and both are favorites of mine, Christmas season or any other season. The first is beautiful, tender, and exalted, which sums up all our feelings about this joyous season. The song is called Christmas Candle by Eleanor Ramick Warren.
Little taper set tonight, throw a ball thy tiny light up and down the darksome street. Guide the tender wandering feet of the darling Christ.
Next, I have a character song for kids.
Kids of all ages. It's the famous nursery rhyme set to music by Albert Hay Mallott. Sing a song of sixpence.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rhyme. 20 blackbirds picked in a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing.
Oh! Oh!
Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king! The king! Counting out his money, the queen was in the parlor eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden hanging out the clothes. When down came a blackbird and pecked up her nose.
Thank you.
Ronald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra next receive the spotlight for their holiday contribution. Not to be outdone in the midst of all this musical fantasy and hijinks, they're going to bring us Victor Herbert's sprightly March of the Toys from Babes in Toyland.
What is it?
Shouldn't it be Christmas Eve for the next number?
I suppose so. But let's just make believe it is. That's the way to do things this time of year anyway.
All right, Mr. Thomas. So it's Christmas Eve. And just about this time, Johnny and Nancy and Sue and Bob have gone unwillingly to bed. Mother and Dad have trimmed the tree and made last-minute preparation for the big day to come. That's the setting in which Clement Clark Moore wrote his famous poem. Now set to music by Ken Darby. Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra and Chorus, and John Charles Thomas jump 4 days ahead and take us to the night before Christmas.
Nicholas soon would be there.
Roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose, like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he had packed in his teeth and smoked around and round and round his head like a reed.
All right, jolly old elf. And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed, but I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face.
Oh, oh, oh.
And a little round belly. That's your pretty hat.
That's
also a jelly.
Oh, oh, oh. He gave me the wink of his eye and the twist of his head. A chuckle and a smile, and I knew all the while I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh with his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, Merry drove out of sight.
Creature is stirring, not even a mouse.
and Charles Thomas and the chorus. This evening, Mr. Thomas sang the Warren's Christmas Candle and Sing a Song of Sixpence by Alfred Hamelot. And with the chorus, God Rest Ye Merry, Gentlemen. The Children's Fantasy and Ken Driver's setting of The Night Before Christmas. The orchestra played Victor Herbert's March of the Toys from Babes in Toyland. Next week at this time, our soloist will be Robert Cassavetes. On January 3rd, you will hear Pia Tassinari and Ferruccio Tagliavini. On January 10th, Marian Anderson. And on the 17th, Ezio Pinza. So, until next week, then, for Music You Like with Robert Cassavetes, Donald Voorhees, and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, this is the Bell Telephone System wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.